Hello.
Thank you for calling XBO. My name is Karnisha. How may I assist you today?
Yes, I had a delivery. I think we are scheduled for a hookup for a stove.
Okay, you said that you're scheduled in for a hookup?
Well, it was scheduled for the 17th, which is today, but I'd like to know what time.
Okay, I'll look it up for you. Give me just
Thank
a moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. Is it under this phone number that we're on?
508-775-7418.
Okay, give me just a moment. Give me just a moment. It's loading now, okay?
Thank you.
Can you verify your name and address for me?
That's the name is Tessman, T-E-S-S-M-A-N-N. The address is 107 Wimbledon Drive in West Yarmouth, 02673.
Let's see.
I had somebody earlier on the phone. He's supposed to give me a call back. It didn't happen.
Okay, I see where he put that you called in for a time frame.
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
Know why you don't have a time frame. Let me send a message to the driver. Let's see. Give me just a moment.
Yes, ma'am.
contemplating the loss of one true love, but more importantly, you know, she's 95 very soon. She's been on the throne longer than any other queen, any other king. She must have been, it must have been deep in thought, and I'm sure that the Prince of Wales will be the main supporter of her as the patriarch now of the family, as we are now a monarchy in transition, because he will take on, if you like, a quasi-king role now that Philip is dead.
Robert, to make the point that we were making earlier, that there's no question the singular image of the day...
Give me just a moment, okay?
...herself in the chapel, and the longest-serving monarch in British history, and of course, Prince Philip was the longest-serving spouse to the monarchy. This is a bit of a turning of the page, a new chapter, and Prince Charles will certainly take on a much greater role, as you just mentioned, Robert. And then, of course, we see Prince William and Duchess Kate there as well, as they define sort of the next chapter. The Queen isn't going anywhere, and she has proven to the British people and to the world her staying power and her strength, and that was on full display again today. Victoria, I want to bring you back into the conversation because I know that this couple, like any couple, and Deborah mentioned this earlier in our coverage, they certainly had their struggles as a married couple, and they kept that, for the most part, very, very private.
Okay, he just responded back to me. He said he'll be there in 20 minutes, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Dexter. Have a great day.
Yeah, have a good day. 20 minutes.